I'm VOA's Jeff Custer with this worldwide news update. Palestinian health officials said an Israeli airstrike Tuesday hit a residential building in northern Gaza, killing dozens. Associated Press correspondent Charles Deledesma reports.
Gaza's health ministry says an Israeli strike on a five-story building where displaced Palestinians were sheltering in the northern Gaza Strip has killed at least 60 people, more than half of them women and children. Also on Tuesday, Lebanon's militant group Hezbollah has chosen Sheikh Naim Qassem as its new top leader following the killing of Hassan Nasrallah in an Israeli airstrike last month. Hezbollah vows to continue with Nasrallah's policies until victory is achieved. I'm Charles Deledesma.
Israel passed a law Monday banning the UN Palestinian Refugee Agency, known as UNRWA, from operating in the country. Legislation that could impact the aid group's work in war-torn Gaza. Reuters correspondent Gabe Singer reports.
Lawmakers cited what they described as the involvement of some UNRWA staffers in the October 7th attack on southern Israel last year, and said staffers had membership in Hamas and other armed groups. The legislation could impact the agency's work in war-torn Gaza, where Israel has been fighting Hamas militants for a year. It could also hit UNRWA institutions in East Jerusalem, which Israel annexed in a move not recognized abroad. But the law does not refer to operations in the Palestinian territories or elsewhere. The legislation has alarmed the United Nations and some of Israel's Western allies. UNRWA employs tens of thousands of workers and provides education, health services, and aid to millions of Palestinians in Gaza, the West Bank, Jordan, Lebanon, and Syria. It has long had tense relations with Israel, but ties have deteriorated sharply since the start of the war in Gaza.
That's Reuters correspondent Gabe Singer reporting. The UN said in August that 9 UNRWA staff may have been involved in an October 7th assault and had been fired. This is VOA News. The office of South Korean President Yoon Suk-yeol said Tuesday the South Korean leader and Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky have agreed to hold strategic consultations to jointly respond to what they called the illegal military cooperation between Russia and North Korea, including the deployment of North Korean troops to the front line of the Russia-Ukraine conflict. VOA's Richard Green has more.
A statement from the South Korean president's office said Yoon and Zelensky held a telephone dialogue Tuesday, each condemning North Korea's arms transfer and troop deployment in their strongest language. The Pentagon Monday estimated 10,000 North Korean troops have been deployed to eastern Russia for training, up from an estimate of 3,000 troops last Wednesday. Putin has said it is Russia's business how to implement a partnership treaty he signed in June with the North Korean leader Kim Jong-un, under which the two countries agreed to support each other if one of them came under attack. Richard Green, VOA News.
U.S. Vice President and presidential candidate Kamala Harris returns to Washington Tuesday to deliver what her campaign describes as her closing argument to voters just 1 week before Election Day. She'll do so on the same spot where former President Donald Trump gave his now infamous January 6th speech nearly 4 years ago. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
We fight like hell.
Trump was at the Ellipse just outside the White House, refusing to say he'd lost his re-election bid. And not long after,
we have a breach of the Capitol.
Tonight, Harris will speak from the Ellipse to offer what her campaign says is a hopeful, optimistic message, in sharp contrast to Trump's.
Donald Trump spends full time trying to have Americans point their finger at each other. Fans the fuel of hate and division.
If Trump wins, he'll focus on himself and his enemies list, saying Trump's dark vision is exhausting for her and the nation.
People are literally ready to turn the page.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Australia announced Tuesday that it will establish a Center for Disease Control following a review of the country's COVID-19 pandemic response. Australia closed its international borders and locked down cities, among other pandemic restrictions, that helped keep infections and deaths far below levels in other comparably developed economies such as the United States and Britain. But at a news conference in Canberra Tuesday, Australian Health Minister Mark Butler said the review revealed many of those methods were not popular or well explained to the public.
Crucially, this report says that the lack of real-time evidence-based policy and the lack of transparency has driven a large decline in trust, which the panel members say, and these are their words, means that many of the measures taken during COVID-19 are unlikely to be accepted by the population again.
That wraps up this news update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website. I'm Jeff Custer, VOA News.